Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Imagine another 4 years under Joe Biden as president, and I will do virtually anything to ensure that Donald Trump wins and that Joe Biden does not, because we can't afford as a nation to have another 4 years like the last three and a half.
So just to put a fine point on it, you would say yes if you were asked to serve as his vice presidential nominee?
Again, that would be presumptuous for me. I think anyone who's offered that job to serve this country in the second highest office, assuming everything else in your life makes sense at that moment, I mean, why would, if you're interested in serving the country, it's an incredible place to serve. But I just think this kind of speculation, we're getting way ahead of ourselves here. As I said, we'll find out soon enough, but I've never spoken to anybody about it. So why would I even opine on something that I've never spoken to the campaign about?
Okay, fair enough.
I feel great sympathy for some of these politicians going on these talk shows and not just on the political talk shows, but like in general, and getting asked the same dumb question over and over and over again. But would you hypothetically take the VP slot if President Trump offered it to you? Well, it'd be kind of an honor to be vice president, but maybe we should wait for him to pick somebody. Just, you know, like, do you have any other questions? Do you have any good questions that you can ask? Poor Kristen Welker. She's really just not up to this task. Anyway, but she is the person now for Meet the Press, apparently. So then we got to the part that's kind of made a lot of the news, which I think is more commentary on the state of news these days. But okay, so, well, here's the clip as it happened, okay?
Will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter what happens, Senator?
No matter what happens? No, if it's an unfair election, I think it's going to be contested by either side.
Senator, no matter.
Okay, I'm going to cut it off there because we're going to come back to this, but headline. Marco Rubio's response to accepting election results met with alarm. Headline. Marco Rubio says he wouldn't necessarily accept election results. Could you guys be smarter? Just try. Try to listen. And then try to think, and then try to write thereafter, and try to understand what's going on. Okay, so again, and I'm going to give you the beginning and then the rest of it, okay? This is about a minute long.
You accept the election results of 2024 no matter what happens, Senator?
No matter what happens? No, if it's an unfair election, I think it's going to be contested by either side.
Senator, no matter who wins.
I think you're asking the wrong person. The Democrats are the ones that have opposed every Republican victory since 2000. Every single one. It's Hillary Clinton.
No Democrat has refused to concede. Hillary Clinton conceded. Senator, will you accept the election results?
Hillary Clinton said the election was stolen from her and that Trump was illegitimate. Kamala Harris agreed.
We have Democrats now. Senator, she conceded the election.
She said that Trump was illegitimate. She said that the election had been stolen. Kamala Harris agreed. By the way, there are Democrats serving in Congress today who in 2004 voted not to certify the Ohio electors because they said those machines had been tampered with. And you have Democrats now saying they won't certify 2024 because Trump is an insurrectionist and ineligible to hold office. So you need to ask them. I think you've had have you ever asked a Democrat this question on your show?
Senator?
I bet you you've never asked a Democrat that question.
Stop talking so I can't interrupt. Stop. I'm trying to interrupt you. Dang it. Oh, you got all that stuff out. Okay. So the core question was, would you accept the results of the election no matter what? Which is an incredibly stupid question to ask. Because the no matter what, right? Do you recognize that if you lose an election, you've lost an election? Well, sure, of course. And by the way, there's a couple of very different ways to answer this question. One way you could answer this question, you know, is kind of, they're framing, okay? On the one hand, you could say, of course I'll accept the results of an election, unless there's obvious evidence of fraud, which is a fair answer. You could also say, I will only accept the results of the election if there's no evidence of fraud. You could even say, yes, I'll accept the results of the election. And then if there's a problem, we'll deal with it later. You know, you don't even have to say that out loud, but... the I'm not going to accept it no matter, you know, under all circumstances, who knows if there's fraud or whatever. And then she presses, and then he says, you know, Democrats have been kind of reluctant to accept elections. And he's right. You know, Hillary, Kamala, people raised these questions for a long time after the election about how it was stolen or was influenced by Russia, or you know, just never-ending criticisms of elections, including Trump's win in 2016. And so he's right about that. But this went on. We'll come back to it in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading eastbound, like we've been saying all morning, eastbound on 98, right after the Navarre Beach Causeway on your right, you are going to see a lot of traffic building up, right, starting right at that Walmart Supercenter, going all the way to Hurlburt Field Road, clearing up as you get past Hurlburt Field. It is not as bad as it was, but still backed up in some places for about 3 miles, so expect some delays through there. Pace and Milton, you are looking good all the way into Pensacola this morning. Cantonment as well, down South Highway 29, looking clear all the way into Pensacola. And you can expect to see some morning traffic building up right outside Palafox and Burgess, right outside of West Florida High School. So expect some delays through there this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide which one you want to buy, maybe you want to buy one like Kid Rock, bought a Cybertruck and painted it like the General Lee. No kidding. If you're looking for a used vehicle, a vehicle that's a year, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, and maybe you can repaint it in your own way, or not have to, Frontier Motors are a great place to buy good quality vehicles. They understand nobody really wants to go shopping for a car. They understand that. And so they try to make it as unproblematic as possible, as easy as possible. And I know from our experience, it was super easy. Like I bought half dozen, 10 cars in my life, something like that, and this was the easiest experience that I've ever had. I mean, it was great. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So back to Kristen Welker talking with Marco Rubio yesterday about a lot of different things. This kind of came at the end of the discussion, talking about whether, you know, he would accept election results and, you know, playing his audio back to him of saying some of this stuff back in the day. And, you know, and whether he was right to vote to certify the election for Trump, even though Trump continues to claim that he won states that he didn't actually win. Okay, fine. Fair enough. So here's the setup and the question.
You voted to certify the 2020 election. And here is what you said on that day that you voted to certify the 2020 election.
Yeah. Democracy is held together by people's confidence in the election and their willingness to abide by its results.
So by your own definition, are Donald Trump's claims undermining Americans' confidence in democracy, given that he has not conceded the last election and he just said in recent days twice that he won Minnesota, Senator?
I think what undermines people's confidence in the election is when you have places like Wisconsin with over 500 illegal drop box locations, when you have places like Georgia where liberal groups are paying people $10 per vote. No, but listen, what undermines elections is when NBC News and every major news outlet in America in 2020 censored the Biden laptop story, which turned out to be true, not Russian misinformation, unprecedented. Only you couldn't even talk about it on social media. They would deplatform you. People look at all this. They look at what happened in Arizona, too.
Like, just this constant need to interrupt the senator. Senator.
Even talk about it on social media. They would deplatform you. People look at all this. They look at what happened in Arizona. 200,000 ballots that had the signatures didn't match.
Senator,
people will lose confidence, and it opens the door to this.
I have to jump in here. Senator, you voted to certify the election. And
because at that stage in the process, you have no options.
Senator, you voted to certify the election. Nothing has been censored on this program. Hillary Clinton.
Did you guys cover the laptop for Joe Biden in 2020?
Absolutely. We covered the laptop.
It was banned. You couldn't even talk about it in social media.
The what you did? You covered the laptop story? You know, it's interesting in her trying to interrupt him. Do you remember when she interrupted Trump in the debate when he tried to talk about the laptop? Apparently, Kristen Welker is good at interrupting people when they say stuff she doesn't like to have happen. No, NBC did not. They failed to address it like everybody else did. In fact, a very interesting article written back in 2022 by NBC News. Lev Galinkin writes, Trump's denial is the second big lie. And he goes through clearly explaining how election denial has been a major problem for the Democrats. He says, Trump's mendacity is arguably the second big lie. 4 years earlier, the Hillary Clinton campaign and leading Democrats refused to acknowledge the outcomes of the 2016 election by claiming Donald Trump was not a legitimate president. These actions, while certainly not as dramatic or as immediately damaging as the events that led to January 6th and today, helped bring us to our current situation. Quote, he lost the election and he was put into office because the Russians interfered on his behalf, end quote, ex-president Jimmy Carter said in 2019, continuing to deny Trump's victory 3 years after the election. This is at NBC News. Quote, he knows he's an illegitimate president, end quote, said Clinton also 3 years later. She repeated this sentiment in 2022, telling The Atlantic the election was, quote, not on the level. And again, when she called Trump's win illegitimate, she piled on this by saying, quote, you can run the best campaign, you can even become the nominee, and you can have the election stolen from you. Hillary Clinton, clearly referring to how she saw her 2016 campaign. John Lewis, quote, I didn't see Trump as a legitimate president. I think the Russians participated in helping this man get him elected in 2017. He goes on to write, the uncomfortable reality is that Trump became president because 62 million Americans elected him. Denying this helped lead us to today, where a 2016 Economist YouGov poll found that half of Clinton voters thought a foreign power tampered with the voting results, while over 50% and at times as much as 75% of Republicans think that Joe Biden was fraudulently elected. These two phenomena are inextricably linked. The 2016 election denial paved the way for Trump's lies 4 years later. It's far past time we acknowledge this. This is, again, this is NBC News writes this. Kristen Welker should read her own publishing from her own news sources. The refusal to recognize Trump's victory began early when Clinton declined to give a concession speech on election night. Do you remember? Because she was supposed to win. It was a coronation. She was supposed to win. Nobody could believe it. Instead, in contrast, Trump waited, waiting until the next morning. Instead, by then her campaign was already formulating a strategy to cast doubt on Trump's legitimacy. And it goes on to talk about all of this over the years. And okay, so do I agree with Trump in denying the election results? I don't. Do I agree with Rubio in questioning some of the particulars? I do. Okay? But do I say that you should accept the results of an election no matter what you see happening? That's insane. If you see or believe that fraud has happened, you go to court over it, just like Democrats have done, just like Republicans have done. You concede when it makes sense to concede. Now, the trick is, can you concede when the person you like lost? That's the trick. And the answer to that has to be yes. But of course, Marco Rubio would say yes to that. And I think, frankly, the problem with Trump in this regard is that he's not going to concede primarily because he lost. That's a problem for him as a candidate. But that's not what Rubio is saying. Now, I think what's really going on here, if you look at it, is it has become a kind of accepted orthodoxy within the Republican Party that you've got to at least pay lip service to election fraud in 2020. You can't really say the election was fine. And if you're going to, you know, cater to the Trump-led party, and if you're going to maybe audition to be VP, you can't just say the boss is wrong about this stuff. Well, that's a problem for us as a party. That is a problem. And Rubio, I'll say waffling on this, but Rubio kind of not really directly answering that subject, I think that's a deficiency. But if he wants to be VP, unfortunately, in the current political environment, you can't just come out and say, oh, God, no, Trump lost Minnesota. Yeah. 824 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Good morning, 826 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you need any kind of plumbing work done, you've got a leak, you've got a drip, you've got a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, the pressure's bad, the temperature's bad, or, as I did recently, you had to fix something and then you had to have somebody come in to unfix your fix, you can call Barbary Plumbing. They'll do it. And they did it for me. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic right as you pass the Navarre Beach Causeway heading into Holbrook Field. It is not as bad as it was, but it is still a significant slowdown going back for about 3 miles. If you're coming from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are looking pretty good till right outside the Gulf Breeze High School. Small traffic build up there, but clear on the bridge into Pensacola. And Pace and Milton, if you are coming in over the US 90 bridge, you are clear all the way into town this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The president of Iran has died. This after a helicopter carrying President Ebrahim Raisi and 8 other people, including the Iranian foreign minister, crashed on Sunday. It happened during heavy fog in the mountain area where the helicopter went down. The massive container ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore will be removed from the channel within the next few days. That, according to Maryland Governor Wes Moore, the ship has been sitting idle since late March when it collided with the bridge. And kind of a disturbing thing here, an investigation underway after a discovery in South Florida over the weekend. Police in Miami-Dade say they found horse remains on Saturday. They're saying it looks like the animal was harvested for meat, and it's the latest in several cases in South Florida of alleged horse slaughtering. The Animal Recovery Mission in Miami Beach says horse meat apparently can go for up to $40 a pound, and a single horse has over 600 pounds of meat. They're advising horse owners in that area to be careful, especially if they keep their horse somewhere off of their own property and there's not a lot of people around at night.
Egads. For what purpose? $40?
I couldn't even imagine.
I'm moving on.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it. It's pretty awful. All right, David, thanks so much for the update, I think. 828 on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, my goodness. What else do we have going on? There was something I was just going to tell you about, and then it went straight out of my head when I got distracted on the horse meat story. So thanks for that, David. You're the best. I knew what I was going to share with you. Did you see the video of the woman mispronouncing all of the names in the graduation ceremony?
Suna Cole Bishop.
Here.
Take a look.
Alasuna Cole Bishop. Sire Uvun Jinju Brinun. Maybe Lee Zubeth.
So what's going on here is that she's pronouncing names that have been written out for her phonetically, which is the worst thing you can ever do to a public speaker, is to write out for them how to say it phonetically. I cannot tell you how many times people try to be helpful, writing copy for radio people, and they do all kinds of weird things. It's never helpful. You know, for example, Allison Nicole Bishop, she can't say it right. Sarah Virginia Brennan. And when you say it out her way, or Maeve Elizabeth, but when you write it phonetically thinking you're going to help somebody.
Sire Uvun Jinju Brinun.
No.
Maeve Lee Zubeth. Bratowski.
Maeve Elizabeth.
Mylena Zobeth Camp.
Molly Elizabeth Camp. Just give them the names to read. Everything's going to be okay.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The prosecution for former President Trump's trial in New York is expected to rest its case today after more testimony from former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, the former president again defending himself outside the courtroom before heading in.
This case should be dismissed. It should have never been brought. And the judge is highly conflicted. He's a corrupt judge.
And the judge says he expects the jury to start deliberating next week. British court rules Julian Assange may appeal extradition to the United States to face espionage charges.
He founded WikiLeaks and published information shared with him by former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, which U.S. officials say damaged national security and endangered the lives of agents. Assange has been in jail in the U.K. since 2019 after officials at Ecuador's embassy in London, where he'd been living since 2012, kicked him out.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Iran's president, foreign minister, and seven other people are confirmed to have died in a helicopter crash. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 76, sunshine right now. And the first Pensacola Navy Days wrapped up over the weekend.
It just shows the relationship is so strong between the community and the military. And again, it's not just the Navy. It's every single military service in the Department of Defense. So just being able to see the community come strong and actually put on an event. While this year, it didn't happen as much as we wanted to, but I can't wait for next year to take place.
And that is NAS Pensacola Commander Captain Terry Shashadi. And of course, the weather didn't cooperate 100% here over the weekend. But Friday's gallery night and the museum gala all went off without a hitch. The 4K run still happened despite the rain on Saturday morning. And when those storms cleared up on Sunday, made way for some beautiful weather, the event was able to wrap up with the Blues on the Bay. And that happened last night. Well, the best solution for Milton's next city manager may be an in-house promotion. That seems to be the way they're headed. After two workshop discussions that happened last week. Interim city manager Randy Jorgensen.
The ability of the city to attract someone that I think all of you would look at and say, wow, that's the guy, I think has been further diminished by that experience in the last year.
That's Jorgensen there. He hired Ed Spears to be his assistant city manager last month. Now Spears seems to be poised to be promoted, at least temporarily, when Jorgensen leaves in August. City Councilman Jeff Snow says he supports that move, and he believes it would allow the city to save money by not hiring a headhunting firm. A special city council meeting will be held tonight at 5:30. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says some of those coming across the southern border may be terrorists.
People that I believe are going to conduct terrorist attacks in this country have given the opportunity. Yeah. Certainly people that were criminals in their home country. This is a completely different. This is not immigration. Yeah. You asked me about immigration. Yeah. This is mass migration. Mass migration. This is an invasion of the country. Yeah. And it needs to be dealt with dramatically.
Rubio on NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend, and he says his views have changed since 2016 when he didn't support a mass deportation policy proposal because of the sheer number of people that are flowing across the border now. Rubio says in 2013 there were maybe 12, 13,000 illegal immigrants in the country who'd been here for some time then. But he says now that number of people have entered the country in just the last several years. Well, Escambia County shelters have extended their adoption special. They've been running in conjunction with the Bissell Pet Foundation. That'll now run until the end of the month. With the special, adopting an older cat or dog is free. Puppies cost $50, kittens $25. Every adoption also subject to an $11 licensing fee for county residents. The Escambia County shelter says they have over 100 dogs and dozens of cats that are ready to go to a new home. You can take a look at those pets online at 24petconnect.com or stop by the shelter on West Fairfield Drive. They are open today from noon until 5. And it's 8:35 right now. News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
Well, like we've been saying all morning, David, if you're heading eastbound on Highway 98, you can expect to see some traffic building up as you pass the Navarre Beach Causeway. It's actually dying down quite a bit, building up heavy in Windhaven Beach going all the way to Hurlburt Field. So expect some delays through there. If you are coming into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you are looking pretty good on Woodbine and Chemokla all the way on US 90 into Pensacola this morning. And typical morning traffic building up on the intersection of Palafox and Burgess, building up right outside of West Florida High School. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Warming up with lots of sunshine. That's the weather forecast as we head through the next couple of days. Here on Monday, we'll keep it in the mid to upper 80s across the area for high temperatures. Some spots could get into the lower 90s. Low temperatures will be in the 70s. High temperatures will continue in the mid to upper 80s for the remainder of the work week. No major chances for rain as high pressure builds across the Gulf Coast. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joseph. And right now, we've got mostly sunny skies. It is 76 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. And the markets are mixed here at the opening bell today. The Dow is down 56 points at 39,947.19. S&P up 823 at 53,1150. And the NASDAQ up 72 points today at 16,758.83. 10-year bond rate up just a bit at 4.43%. Our gold prices today up just under $5 at $24.22.30. Silver prices up 54 cents at $31.80. Bitcoin up $741.81 at $66,926.16. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has COVID. Statement from Fed spokesperson confirmed that diagnosis last week. The 71-year-old just got back from a recent trip to Europe. The largest music publisher in the world is demanding that tech companies steer clear of using its artists' music to develop AI. Sony Music sent a letter to over 700 firms, including Google, Microsoft, and OpenAI, warning them not to use Sony songs without permission in order to train, develop, or make money off of AI. And Frontier Airlines is going to stop charging fees for customers to change flights. The company making that announcement as part of their pricing model overhaul. The budget airline is known for bringing in customers with low base fares and then charging for everything else. It's 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
goodbye.
So I was reading an article that talked about how millennials don't like to make big purchases on their cell phone. They will buy stuff off their cell phone. You know, they'll order Uber Eats or they'll buy a doormat or, you know, whatever. But they, you know, order pizza. But they will not buy, like, a car or an airline ticket. They'll go to the laptop for that. And it raised the question for me today of 437-1620. Do you distinguish between cell phone purchases, like that's a cell phone buy, or phone buy? I don't even know if people call them cell phones particularly anymore, just a phone buy. Or do you, you know, or laptop, or even, God forbid, a desktop. Who has a desktop anymore? Desktop buy. And if so, what's the threshold? You're, like, what's the distinction between them? 437-1620, 437-1620. Are you, you know, you choose between phone or laptop when it comes to buying things. David, you want to get on this first? Because I know you had a strong reaction to this story when we told it earlier.
Well, you know, when you mentioned it earlier, I got to thinking about it. I'm like, I didn't even realize I did this.
You're an unconscious discriminator.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. But no, I do. On my phone, I'll buy, you know, random little things, you know, click the one button purchase on Amazon or something. Just little, you know, maybe $10, $20 items.
Gotcha.
But yeah, if I'm buying something bigger, I do that. And by the way, I do have a desktop. I get on the desktop.
And I've That's got, reliable.
I've got browser windows open.
Right.
I'm comparing prices. I'm doing all that
Many
stuff.
Many tabs.
Right, absolutely. And I just feel more comfortable buying these bigger ticket items on there. I didn't even realize it.
That is funny. Do you feel like, since you realize it's you, do you feel like it's safer, more secure, or just that you're going to do your diligence better?
I feel like it's just easier to do my research on it.
Oh, I totally agree. Because
I've got to
be,
I've got to research big things,
right?
You know?
And no, I'm the same way, David. Thanks for that. 437-1620. I don't understand you people. I don't understand you people who live your life on your phone. I hate using my phone except for when I have to. I would always rather use the computer. I would always rather use the laptop. The screen is bigger. I can see more information, whether it's for eyes or any other reason. Every time I try to do something on the phone that's complicated, it never works right. It's always counterintuitive to me. So I don't understand even stupid stuff like using the, you know, directions interface or whatever, the you know, the map. It's always trying to force me to do stuff that I don't want to do. And I'm just like, you designed this not for me. And so, yeah, no, I use the phone for phone calls, for texts, social media, some, and then for, like, videos, you know. Beyond that, I hate the phone. I genuinely, and I have a great phone. I just got a new phone. I have a great phone. Still hate it. Jimmy, big purchases, small purchases, everything on the phone, doesn't matter?
Pretty much everything on the phone. I don't even remember the last, like, big purchase I made. You know what I mean? I think the last big expense I had was paying off my car.
Okay.
That was it. You got to go to the bank to do that. So.
They can't do that either way.
They can't, yeah. Can't do that online, so.
Yeah, I would, I'll just tell you, I don't know. I'm trying to think what I have ever purchased on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, I don't even, I feel uncomfortable putting my credit card into my phone.
Interesting.
Yeah, I feel like the phone is, you know, the Venmo'd me the money. Oh, hell no.
Really?
Absolutely not. I don't know if it's, I feel like it's insecure, like it's unsecured.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, or it's going to get stolen. The irony is, you know, you're more susceptible to malware and viruses on your desktop or laptop than you're on your phone, right? But yeah, I don't know if it's getting it taken or losing it somewhere and then the information is out or what. But yeah, I don't even like having, but then again, on the laptop, I don't have the numbers stored typically. I re-enter them every time because I just feel like that's a little bit more secure. 437-1620. But yeah, but I will tell you this also, and this probably will tell you that I am old. I would rather call the restaurant and tell them what I want instead of ordering it on the pizza app because I feel like the app's going to get it wrong. I feel like the person's going to get it right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I feel like they're going to get it wrong either way. Might as well.
Oh, no, no. I would rather talk to the person. I'd rather talk to the person. And I feel uncomfortable. I hate making purchases even on the app. I'd rather do it over the phone. On the laptop. Like, every time I go to buy, if it's been a while, but buy airline tickets is a good example. I just feel like, I'm going to put something in wrong and I'm going to wind up flying to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't have that feeling when I've done it some
Classic
other way.
Classic concern.
That's exactly.
Accidentally going to end up in Taiwan.
It's a random concern that every ordinary adult has. 437-1620. We'll come back. Let's look at your text in a second. The question is, Do you distinguish the size of a purchase, whether you do it on the phone or on the laptop or desktop? And if so, what's that number? I'm kind of curious what your break point is. You know, is it $50, $100, you know, $1,000? I don't know. 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
Well, that traffic buildup we mentioned earlier on 98 heading into Herbert Field has Hurlburt Field. I don't know why that's so hard for me to say. Has kind of dwindled down to just being localized into Windhaven Beach. So you can expect to see some traffic in Windhaven, but dying down as you approach Hurlburt Field.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I had to sound it out. In Pace and Milton, you guys are looking clear all the way into Pensacola this morning. Same for Cantonment. South Highway 29 is looking pretty clear all the way into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. When I say Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, BMW, Genesis, Jaguar, these are good high-quality imports. You pay a little extra to get them because they're performance automobiles. And then you might think, well, I got to go to the dealership. I got to pay extra to service them. You don't. Actually, by law, you can go anywhere. You don't have to go to the dealership. And especially if the dealership costs you more or, you know, it's gas, it's time, it's at a distance, which is not always the case, but can be. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Domestics, of course. Diesel engines, yeah, they work on those. Not everybody does. They do. Gas engines, no problem. Whatever the case may be. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car where you, you know, bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. You know, preventative maintenance, that's the way you do it with your body, you do it with your car. Complex mechanical systems need to be checked on periodically. So take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. The question of the day, do you distinguish between the laptop and the cell phone, or just the phone, perhaps you prefer to say, when it comes to size of purchases or buying things? 437-1620. John says, all purchases are on the PC because I can see the products better. That's an old man problem. I sympathize with you. I'm in the same position. But I'm also with David in the, like, I mean, I know you can run multiple tabs on, you know, your browser on your phone, but it's inconvenient. Tabs on the laptop are so much easier to work with. Somebody says there's more information to fill out on a large purchase, so it's easier to do it on a computer. Well, also the typing of it in, right? You know, when I type things on my little tiny keyboard on the phone, I'm going to make mistakes. I don't make very many mistakes, and I type quickly on a regular keyboard. Of course, I'm, you know, I got to have a full-size keyboard. I got to have an external mouse. I'm one of those people, but that's a different conversation. 437-1620. I'm a baby boomer. I'd rather put my hands on a product before I purchase it. Same. I always feel a little bit uncomfortable buying something that I haven't personally touched the thing or seen it in real life. Also because I've been burned on things like that, too. Buying a laptop. A couple of years ago, I bought a laptop, and, oh, this is a great deal. I got a home anti-glare screen. What the... And you say, oh, that's an advantage. No, it's not. No, it's not. They look terrible. I want the glass screen. That's what I want. The anti-glare screen is awful. I don't understand the people who like them, but that's a thing that you have to really go out of your way to find which kind of screen it's going to have on it online. So I like to go into the store and I can see, oh, that's the kind no human should buy. Ah, that's a good kind. I want that. 437-1620. I prefer to use my computer. Do not have a laptop. I will, however, pay bills over the phone. Interesting. See, ooh. I'm the same. No bills over the phone. But, Jimmy, you probably pay all your bills on the phone.
I pay all my bills online.
On the phone or the computer?
On the computer.
Okay. Oh, okay. Not on your phone.
Oh. On the phone. Oh, gosh.
See?
You know, I'm not used to hearing on the phone and
as thinking, an alternative.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course I mean on the phone.
Well, okay, yeah. So I have all my URLs for bills in the Sheets, you know.
In your phone.
Yep.
Okay, so. All right. Somebody here says, laptop, I love my desktop for buying big ticket items. I don't like buying things on my cell phone, but I still old school would rather go to the store. More of a touchy-feely type of person. No, same. You know, absolutely the same. You're baffled by all this, aren't you? I love it. Because Jimmy is, did you turn 29 yet?
I did.
Happy birthday.
I turned 29 on Saturday.
There you go. Happy birthday. Sorry, I missed it.
Thank you.
I didn't suitably celebrate you. So, happy birthday, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Let's all sing. Just kidding. But at 29, that's your life is on the phone, right?
Yeah, I guess when you put it like that, it sounds sad. But sure, I'm 29 and my whole life is on my phone.
What would devastate you more? Do you have a laptop, right?
Yeah, I've got a laptop.
What would devastate you more if somebody stole your phone or your laptop?
Probably phone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know.
I can replace a phone. I got so much stuff on my laptop. So, although all the contact numbers are on my phone and text message threads, that'd be
See, that would be a real hard thing.
That could be a question. We might do that some other time, yeah. Which would hurt you worse. All right, 437-1620. That's your frivolous topic for the day. It's kind of a fun one because you may not even realize it's you, like David, when I was doing the story. Oh, by the way, part of the reason people say they like to do the computer instead of the phone is because it forces them to make better choices. They don't do as much impulse buying, as much, you know, drunk shopping when they're on there. Or just, you know, they do their due diligence. Instead of quickly impulse buying it, they go and look around, like he said, at multiple different tabs or whatever. 437-1620. Somebody says, welcome to my age, Jimmy. And I pay and buy everything on my phone. And then somebody else says, a desktop for everything. Desktop can house multiple hard drives, which are set up as redundancy. Can't easily do that on a laptop. No, that's certainly true. 437-1620. You know, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle or trying to decide, oh, I already talked about them, didn't I? That's all right. I can talk about them again. No, if you're needing to do heating or air conditioning work or plumbing or electrical, like, they will do all of it. It's kind of amazing. They're kind of a one-stop shop for all of that stuff. Peden, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and plumbing, they'll take care of you. Now, they've been expanding, okay? So they used to just be kind of in Pensacola and a little bit to the east, and they've gone all the way now to Tallahassee. So they're doing it well. You know, professional, show up on time, take care of the work, stand by, 100% satisfaction guarantee, you know, all of that stuff. But they've also gone west now to Baldwin County and past Baldwin County to Mobile. So just all over the panhandle, all the way from past the central to eastern time zone distinction, all the way over to Mobile. Now, you can get the best prices of the year on Briggs & Stratton standby generators this month before storm season begins, $2,500 off through the month of May. And to celebrate 55 years in business, Peden is offering a complete AC tune-up for just $55. Call today. Schedule your $55 air conditioning tune-up today at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to DataRevs.com, winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support. DataRevs.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Duck, sir. Are you all right, sir?
Of course I'm all right. Why? What have you heard?
ability of the city to attract someone that I think all of you would look at and say, wow, that's the guy, I think has been further diminished by that experience in the last year.
Randy Jorgensen, the current city manager, the returning city manager, the recidivist city manager, he came back for a second tour after the debacle with Scott Collins. And he's talking here about the question tonight in the special called meeting of whether they're going to hire Ed Spears, who had been the planning director and or economic development director, excuse me, and is now the assistant city manager and is really clearly had been selected by Randy to replace him, to be groomed as his replacement. And then they'd have to go find another assistant city manager, somebody who's going to handle some of the extra tasks, including overseeing the wastewater treatment plant construction, which is really too much for any one person to do. But Randy says, look, we had all this bad stuff happen in the last year, and it's harder now than ever before it would have been to hire a good city manager, because people in this field are aware of we're a problem child.
The news as it relates to finding someone to fill this position for a prolonged period of time has not been great. And to ask someone to say, you know, I think that's the ideal place for me to move my family and establish my residency for a long period of time, I think that might be a significant challenge. So just want to mention that because I think it's out there.
It's definitely out there, whether it's my focus on it in the Days of Our Milton series or just general awareness. People in the state of Florida and some elsewhere, but also people who are in the industry of being city managers or assistant city managers or want to be a city manager, oh, they know. And they're not coming here. Oh, man. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, if you are heading eastbound on 98 in Windhaven Beach, we are seeing a lot of traffic building up going to Herbert Field Road, but clearing up as you enter Mary Esther. And going westbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, clearing up as you exit the Nature Preserve and clear over the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola. We are seeing a lot of traffic building up going westbound on Cervantes Street, right over the Bayou Tahar Bridge there, starting at about the Sir Richards and going all the way to 17th Avenue. So expect some delays if you are traveling westbound on Cervantes through that direction. And in Pace and Milton, you guys are looking really good on Woodbine and Chemukla at their respective intersections with Highway 90 and clear all the way over US 90 into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
I just want to excerpt one portion of your traffic report and repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
In Pace and Milton, you guys are looking really good.
Looking good. Finally.
No, I just mean in general. Not even related to traffic.
Okay.
Jimmy's a big fan. Pace and Milton, y'all look good today. All that primping and preening has paid off. A58 on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, man. Randy Jorgensen makes it one step farther in explaining to the city council why going out for a headhunter instead of hiring Ed Spears is maybe not the best use of tens of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money.
I continue to have friends within this industry, and some of them say, I wouldn't do that job. And that's so that makes it that much tougher to have someone in this line of work be successful. And you should know that because it's true.
All the best candidates will select themselves out. They wouldn't want that job. All right, 8:58 on News Radio Pensacola. Time for future news. We tell you what's true before it's true. When will the Trump trial end? What do you think?
Hopefully this week.
Yeah, I think this week. Will he testify?
I hope so, and I'm looking forward to not hearing about it anymore.
The reason he won't, I think, is because there's no TV. If there were TV coverage, he absolutely would. Let's see. Will they hire Ed Spears tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Have we turned the corner on home insurance? Kathleen Pasadomo says that, you know, several companies have decreased rates this year and several have held steady. Is home insurance going to go down?
I hope so.
Man, somebody texted me and said there's a friend went up $1,000. I don't think for everybody, but I think for some people. I think I'm going to try to be optimistic that maybe we're turning a corner.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.